A reading from the Book of Esther. Queen Esther, seized with mortal anguish, had recourse to the Lord. She lay prostrate upon the ground, together with her handmaids, from morning until evening, and said, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, blessed are you. Help me, who am alone and have no help but you. For I am taking my life in my hands. As a child, I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me, who am alone, and have no one but you, O Lord my God. And now come to help me, and often. Put in my mouth persuasive words in the presence of the lion, and turn his heart to hatred for our enemy, so that he and those who are in league with him may perish. Save us from the hand of our enemies. Turn our mourning into gladness, and our sorrow into wholeness. The word of the Lord. My father was a New York City policeman, and never would he be accused of being politically correct. He was very practical and said what was ever on his mind. I only now appreciate his earthly wisdom. I know I'm getting old because I too often quote him to my nieces and nephews. As a child, I thought my father was afraid of nothing. And even during the darkest of nights, my fears were always quelled when he was home. I remember one night one of my brothers telling a story around the dinner table of some fearless person, reckless and acting seemingly courageous. Hey, Dad, this guy has no fear. My father responded very clearly. A person without fear is not courageous, just crazy. Stay away from those kind of people. A courageous person feels fear, knows his or her limits, and makes a decision to act for the good in spite of fear. Queen Esther was fearful and courageous. Through her trembling faith, God worked through her to deliver the Jewish people from the hands of their enemies. Esther's full potential only appeared when she and her people were in terrible danger. She rose to the occasion in spite of her fear. I encourage you to read the whole book of Esther. It's not very long. It's a great story. Queen Esther had been asked by her cousin Mordecai, her adopted and beloved father, to petition the great king of Persia, her husband, to save the Jewish minority from a death sentence ordered by one of his trusted and vengeful men. Imagine the fear she must have felt. The future of her people was in her hands. In this particular passage, an edition found in the Roman Catholic canon, Queen Esther, seized by the real fear of losing her own life, comes before the Lord in prayer. Vulnerable, fearful, yet trusting and calling upon the God of her forefathers and foremothers. This God who raised Esther from an orphan to royalty, and as the scripture tells us, for such a time as this. Esther fasted, prayed, and covered herself with ashes, and waited until the time was right to reveal her petition to the king. She knew it could go either way. The Persian king governed by whim rather than by wisdom. However, God worked through her step of faith, and the Jewish people living in Persia were saved. Queen Esther, fearful, anxious, feeling all alone and disconnected, placed her life in God's hands. And through God's grace and power, Queen Esther acted courageously in spite of her real fear. A courageous person feels fear, knows the consequences, knows his or her limit, and through God's grace, makes a decision to act for the good. This is a truly courageous person. What are you fearful and anxious about today? What petition has God put on your heart? Esther fasted, prayed, and waited until the time was right. Let us place our fears in God's hands as we pray with Esther. Save us from the hand of our enemies. turn our mourning into gladness and our sorrows into wholeness.